请读诗篇第九十一篇。
Please open our Bible to Psalm 91.
我们先读一节到第二节，我们一起来读。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华，我的避难所是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。好，我们读三节到第五节。救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他翅膀的荫下。那黑夜惊骇惊，好，我们读再读第六节到第十节。也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是雾间灭人的毒病，虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你为观看见恶人遭报，耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所，祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。我们再读十一节到十三节。因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你所行的一切道路上保护你，他要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。你要揣在狮子和灰蛇的身上，见他少壮狮子和大蛇。好，我们最后读十四节到十六节。神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求告我，我就应允他，他在饥难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵，我要使他诸相长寿，将我的救恩写明给他。好，我们读诗篇第九十一篇。在150篇的诗篇当中，是有90篇跟91篇是摩西所写的诗。我们知道在圣经里面旧约的领袖是摩西，新约的领袖是保罗。
And Paul is the New Testament leader.
所以摩西保罗那是神的儿女中间最大的两个人物。
And we know that among the children of the Lord, we revere these two great people in the Bible.
旧约里面头五卷书都是摩西写的。
And in the Old Testament, the first five books in the Bible are written by Moses.
这所有启示根基。
And this is the foundations of all revelation.
他写了两篇诗。
And Moses had written two songs.
90篇跟91篇。
Psalm 90 and 91.
90篇是神人摩西的祈祷。
And we know that the godly man Moses had a prayer in Psalm 90.
那是摩西的祷告诗。
And it is a psalm of his prayer.
91篇是摩西的经历。
And Psalm 91 speaks of Moses' experience.
那是摩西的经历诗。
And that is his experience.
所以今天我们来读诗篇就是一篇。
So when we read Psalm 91,
摩西给我们说到神的儿女最重要的经历是什么？
And Moses has told us what is the most important experience of the children of God.
摩西写的诗段落分明。
And when Moses written the psalm, it is divided in very clear passages.
头一句话就是整个诗的题目。
And the first statement in the psalm is the title for the psalm.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
And he said, he who dwells in the secrets of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这个隐秘处是在翻译个秘密的地方。
And this shelter is, should be translated as the secret place.
住在至高者隐秘处的人，必住在全能者的荫下。
And he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
然后他从这句话发展出去。
And from that, the whole psalm was developed.
他分三段来发展这篇诗。
And he would describe the experience in three passages.
住在至高者隐秘处的人。
And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
所有外面的环境。不能害他。
And we know that nothing external can get it, can touch him.
他受到陷阱。
And it talks about snare.
他受到网罗。
And talks about trap.
他受到那个飞的箭。
And also the flying arrow.
都受到外面环境的那个危险。
And they all spoke of the dangers of the externity.
所有外面环境的危险。
And all the outside dangers.
对一个住在至高者隐秘处的人不能害他。
And cannot touch that person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
然后他说，所有里面的问题都不能害一个住在隐秘处的人。
And he further speaks that those dangers that is inside of a person cannot harm him either.
最后他说到，所有超然的权势、鬼魔的权势，不能伤害一个住在至高者隐秘处的人。
Lastly, he speaks of the power of the enemy, and nothing from him can harm those who dwell in the secret place.
最后他说到，住在至高者隐秘处的应许和福分。
And lastly, he speaks of the promise and the blessings of him who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
所以我们来读摩西的诗啊，思路都很清楚啊。
So when we read of Moses' psalm, then we know that it is all clearly stated.
第一句话最重要了。
The first line is very
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们大家来背这些圣经好不好？
And let us memorize this together.
来，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。啊，假设了这句话回去啊，你今天来了值得了啊。
And if we remember this, it is worthwhile.
住在至高者秘密的地方，就必定住在全能者的荫下。在这处圣经的里面，他用两个不同的名字来说到神。第一个说到神说的至高者，然后他说到这位神是全能者。
And he speaks of him as the Almighty.
在这节圣经里面说两个不同的地方。
And then in this verse it speaks of two different places.
第一个地方说到隐秘处，秘密的地方。
And the first place speaks of the secret place.
然后第二个地方说到荫下，树荫下面。
And the second place talk about the shadow.
我们多喜欢第二处人啊，住在全能者的荫下哈。
And we all like to dwell in the secret, the shadow of the Almighty.
只有神是全能的神。
And we know only God is the Almighty.
而全能神做了我的保护。
And when this Almighty God becomes our protection,
做了我的遮盖。
And to be my cover.
而我能够住在这个全能者的荫下。
That I may dwell in the shadow of the Almighty.
这何等享受啊。
And we know that we are well taken care of.
但是你要注意这两句话。
Then you have to pay attention to these two words.
头一句话是原因。
And the first line is the reason.
第二句话是结果。
And the second phrase was the result.
住在至高者秘密处的人。
And the one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
就必定住在全能者的荫下。
And then he will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
所以你没有办法不读上一句，就要有下一句的哈。
So you cannot do without the cause in order to have the effect.
你羡慕住在全能者的荫下吗？
And do you desire to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty?
那个路就在头一句话的里面。
And the way is in the first phrase.
住在至高者隐秘处的人。
He who dwells in the secret place,
就必定住在全能者的荫下。
He will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
不要去求第二句话。
And do not begin with the second phrase.
你只要求第一句话。
But come before the first phrase.
有了第一句话。
And if you have the first words of the Lord,
第二句话随着来。
And then the second words will come naturally.
所以我们太重要第一句话，对不对？
And so therefore we must pay attention to first things first.
住在至高者隐秘处的人，就必定住在全能者荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow.
再来背，我们再来再背一遍好不好？来，住在全至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。所以我们要懂得什么叫至高者隐秘处了，对不对？
And then we will find out what is it about.
这个隐秘处是个秘密的地方。什么叫秘密地方啊？秘密地方就是人不知道。
And that is other people do not know.
人看不见。
And they do not see it.
人不明白。
And they won't understand.
那为什么这么秘密呢？
And how come it is so secretive?
因为这个地方在神的里面。
And because this secret place is found in God.
在至高者的里面。
And that is found in the Most High.
住在至高者秘密的地方。
And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
这是我们圣徒懂得的一个地方了。
And this is a place that the believers will know.
除了我们之外，全世界没人懂得的哈。
And other than the believers, no one else will know.
再聪明的人懂得世界好多的事。
And then wise people of earth will know the things of the earth.
他不懂得什么叫做至高者的隐秘处。他说的秘密的生活。
And this is a secret living.
我们的生活，基督的生活有两重的生活。
And we know that Christians have two kinds of living.
一重是公开生活。
And the first of all is the one that is manifested out.
另外的一重是秘密生活。
But then there is the secret layers that, that he has.
公开生活。
And the thing that is open publicly,
就我们和全世界人类一样的哈。
And we know that we are not that much different from the people of the world.
我们大家看得见，我能够明白的。
And what we people can see, then people can understand.
我们什么叫做公开生活啊？
And what is to live openly?
公开生活里头有很多重要的事，天天需要做的啊。
And in the open living, there are many things that we need to attend to.
公开生活当中很重要一件事就是吃。
And one of the things important is to eat.
你们吃过早饭了没有？没有，那你太特别了。我一定要吃早饭来。
We eat breakfast.
我不吃早饭来，我讲不动道了。
We don't eat, then we have no
faith. 那好，要吃啊。
Yes, we will eat.
不仅要吃。
Not only we shall eat.
一天按照时候吃。
And we will eat according to the time.
按照一定的分量吃。
And according to our portion.
那你才能吃得健康。
And then you shall remain healthy.
你在生活有力量。
And then you will find strength in your living.
今天中午在这里一定要吃了，那早晨没事啊。再不吃你开不能开车回去了，要叫人送你回去了。
Or else you may not be able to make it home.
啊，我们要吃啊。
Yes, we must eat.
啊，这个吃太重要了。
Eating is important.
比吃更重要一件事。
And something more important than eating.
我们要喝。
And we must drink.
上来讲台来，没有人给我预备吃东西的。
And when I'm coming on the pulpit, no one will prepare things for me to eat.
一定给我预备什么？预备一杯水，有水就重要了啊！哎，这两个小时不吃没有关系。
And at this moment, eating is not that important.
那个喝水太重要。
Eating is very important.
啊，这个一天可以不吃，不也不能不喝啊。
And if you don't eat a day, you shall still drink in the day.
饿四天不会死的。
And if you don't eat for 4 days, you won't die.
四天不喝水可会死的。
But if you don't drink for 4 days,
所以我们要喝水呀、啊。
Yes, we must drink.
啊，吃给喝是太重要的事啊。
And eating and drinking are important to man's life.
那我早上吃了，我就今天早上，我今天我一天也没吃过饭来呢。
And I ate in the morning or not?
当然，我们每个人知道有没有吃过，对不对
？And everyone knows for himself.
但是看得出来的。
Then,
哎、那个吃、啊、我们怎么知道啊
how do you know if someone has
我们吃有两件事一件是饱足很多人越简单了但就越奥秘你知道吧、哎、什么时候你吃过没有啊大家讲不出来了你怎么天天吃饭怎么讲不出来呢等到我讲出来这也是不稀奇的、啊、不稀奇的不错问你你讲不出来了吗那什么时候吃过了当然吃过了不吃饱了对不对饱足是吃这个结果
and and you have eaten to be full, then this is the result.
啊，我们这个饱足是个很大的享受啊。
And you know that when someone is full with food, then he's satisfied.
我倒不觉得我吃了有享受呢。
And someone say, how come I don't enjoy my meal?
那我给你立个约，你回去三天不吃试试看。
And then let us try this and3 days without eating.
你才知道吃有多宝贵了。那
then immediately you would discover.
吃太重要了。
Eating is important.
吃完了它要饱足了。
And when after you eat, then you satisfy.
第二件事。
And the second thing.
吃完之后。
And after you eat.
有力量。
Then you will find strength.
很简单道理，对不对？
It's very simple.
这是个大道理啊。
But then it is a big.
是叫我们饱足。
Yes, after we are full.
是叫我有力量。
And we then will find strength.
我做任何事都有力量。
And we'll find strength in all things that we do.
你不吃试试看。
And if you don't eat.
不吃就不能做事。
And then you cannot do anything.
吃的重要。
It is important to eat.
不仅要吃，而且要喝。
And not only to eat, but to drink.
喝太大的享受了哈。
Drink also will enable us to enjoy.
啊，当我们到了夏天来了。
And when summertime comes.
啊，我们说吃的重要了。
And we know how important it is to eat.
啊，我们的年轻的时候举力运动。
And when we're young, we do sports.
每一个人都带着一大罐水。
And everyone will carry some liquid with them.
啊，你看那个美国的 NBA 打篮球了啊，他们别的人不重要，喝太重要了。
And you know that for the athletes, other things are not that important in the field, but drinking is still important.
你呢，试试看他这个进了一场不要喝，难道这他打不了球了？
And if they play a game without drinking, then they can't play the game.
喝。
Yes, he must drink.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要吃要喝，这是。公开生活最重要的事啊。
And we know that to eat and to drink is the most important two things of open living.
不仅要吃，不仅要喝。
But not only so.
我们人和人中间有来往。
And we must have interactions among men.
天天活在人中间，你不觉得人的人的宝贵呢？
And if you live among men, you don't treasure the other.
我从前认这个弟兄啊。
And I knew the brother from.
他坐了5年监了。
And after 5 years in prison.
他五年监牢出来了。
And then he was released.
他问我史蒂文，你知道坐监里头最痛苦是什么吗？
And he told me, brother, do you know what is the most dreadful thing?
我说我就是没有坐监的经验，我不知道坐监什么最痛苦啊。
And I said, I do not have much experience in that. And what is the
坐监的痛苦不在于吃的不好啊。睡得不好不在这个。
It's not about food or sleeping.
最大的痛苦看不见人呢、啊。
And the greatest pain that I suffered was that I could not see.
天天对着墙壁啊。
And every day I only could look at the wall.
会发疯的了。
And it's almost driven me to.
啊，到时候接到你出来啊。
And after I was released.
我看见每一个人都是那么可爱的。
And I looked at every person and they're quite lovely.
现在我看见人啊。
And now I can see people.
那么天天活在人中间，你不觉得人可爱了？
And if you dwell among men every day, you don't think that they are that lovely.
你知道吧？我们活在弟兄姊妹中间更重要了。
And you know that we're living among the brothers and sisters is more so.
有一个弟兄啊，他从前给我做翻译哈。
And there was a brother who used to be my translator.
他跟翻译不一样，他很胖的。
And he is more chubby than me.
那我讲到那个时候年轻，讲的又快又声又大的哈。
At the time I was young, I spoke fast, loud voice.
他说呢，我不给你做翻译了。
And then he said, Brother Z, I can't keep up with.
我有高血压呀。
And I have high blood pressure.
你讲的那么个快快呀。
And you speak too fast.
我想拉你一把，连拉一把的功夫都没有啊。
And I don't even have time to pull you.
我的血压真高了。
And my blood pressure rises.
啊，他就要到北方去做事了。
And then he would move on to another.
那个时候一个弟兄姊妹也找不到啊。
And at such a place, he could no longer find Christians.
当时有一次他回来。
And then one day he came back to visit.
他使命我能不能再给你做翻译啊？
He said, Brother Z, can I be your interpreter again?
我你不怕血压增高？
And now you're not afraid to have high blood pressure?
这2年没看见弟兄姊妹啊。
He said, 2 years I could not see a Christian.
痛苦死了。
And he said, that is hard to
do. 那他天天看见人呢、啊？
And he saw a lot of people.
看不见基督徒，看不见神的儿女。
He could not see Christians, the children of God.
他说我最大的盼望让我看见一个弟兄啊。
And so my greatest hope is to find a brother.
所以我当中请假回来了, 我就是来看弟兄姊妹来的啊。
So when I have a chance to take a vacation, I want to come back here to see my brother.
从前不该讲这个话了, 给你做翻译, 需要增高了, 现在我真盼望给你做翻译啊。
He said, oh, I regret what I said before. Now I want to be your
new person. 你知道吧, 我们的生命需要有交通, 你知道吧?
And do you know that believers' life needs to be in fellowship?
交通这件事情很麻烦的。
And to have fellowship
in
the world. And you know that one can only have the same life in order to have the same
life.
And you cannot have fellowship between a chicken and a duck. And the cat and the dog have no fellowship.
不一样的生命啊,
and because they are of two different lives.
当然了, 同样, 一样是狗, 我也没看见他们有交通了, 啊。
So it is.
我们神的儿女也是一样啊,
and it is more so for the children of God.
我们有主的生命啊,
and because we have the life
主的生命,
of the
Lord, 世人的生命不一样啊,
and his life is different from the lives of the world.
我们整天活在世人当中啊,
and when we live among the worldly people,
你说明你这个基督徒不正常啊,
and unless you are not normal Christian,
正常基督徒很痛苦啊,
and you know that normal Christian is hard to
找到一个弟兄的, 真是太好了啊,
only when they find a brother,
啊, 给弟兄姊妹交通啊,
and then they can have fellowship.
不, 交通不重在讲话,
and you know fellowship is not emphasizing in words.
有一次我住在纽约, 在白种人的教会里面啊,
and one time I went to visit a East Coast church.
哇, 我住了蛮长的时间的啊,
and I was there for quite a long time.
啊, 我听见他们中间讲一话在讲我,
and then one day I suddenly realized that they were speaking about
他们说死弟兄, 没有 homesick, 没有想家病的,
and they said, oh, brother C has no homesick.
开头一个人讲我, 我就不理他,
and the first time someone said that, I didn't
这么话传出去了, 大家都讲, 啊, 那我受不了,
and then after a while everybody
好,
thought I was
我要回答话, 我就讲台上回答,
and if I want to answer anyone, I want to answer
我, 你们想想看, 你们讲的话, 痛不痛,
and think about it yourself, is that a reasonable saying?
只要是个人就有想家境,
and if you are a person, then you will think about your
你们谁第一个开始讲的, 我没有想家病,
and who was the first one who started saying this about me?
我告诉你, 我现在我非常想家了,
and actually I am very homesick right now.
我只想一件事情,飞回到洛杉矶去了,
and I only want to do one thing, is to find
啊, 到时候我在吃饭就, 他们几个重要的人可以来找我, 但我是死绝对了,对不起你讲这个话的啊。
Then when we were having lunchtime later on, then they came to apologize.
因为你在我们当中啊, 你就很喜乐啊, 带给我们交通啊, 我们看不出你有小家病啊。
Because when you were in our midst, and we could not tell that you were homesick at all.
我想家病要表现在外面吗?
And I said, if I was homesick, should I show it?
不表现外面就没有小家病吗?
If I don't show it, then I am not homesick.
那个重要我说我跟你说啊,
and then the important person said,
你这里睡的床比我 在家里睡的好。
Oh, you're important. I tell you that the bed here is better than my bed at home.
你给我吃的东西比我家里吃的好。
And the food you feed me is better than the food I eat at home.
但是我在这里够了。
But then I feel that it is enough for me to be here.
我只想回家了。
I now want to leave.
回家了, 也没有什么, 我回家不是, 给大家家里好讲得很多话, 那也不是我的习惯。
And it's not that I return home and then I can start.
我回家睡在我这个破床上。
And I go home to my own bed.
我吃我的比你们不好的东西。
And I will eat the food that I used to.
我有 at home 的感觉, 你知道吗?
And I then realized that I would be at home.
你们给我样样都好, 就没叫我有 at home 的感觉。
And you could provide me everything so good, but I'm not feeling at home here.
我弟兄你若不相信, 到洛杉矶走那去做三个月客人试试看。
And if you don't believe it, come stay at my home for 3 months.
天天让你吃好的。
And I will feed you with the best.
你也赶不上我了, 你不要住过两个礼拜就想家了。
And I think you will be homesick in 2 weeks.
这个叫做 home feeling, 你知道吧?
And you know that every person has a feeling for home.
我们有主的生命。
And we have the life of the Lord.
所以我们要有交通啊。
And therefore we know that we should be in faith.
宝贵弟兄姊妹啊要。
And we must treasure our brothers and sisters.
你不宝贵弟兄姊妹, 下面我罚你两半年没有和弟兄姊妹不要交通了。
And if you don't treasure any brother or sister, then I'll punish you to not have.
这是我们公开生活。
And we know that we also have an open.
世上的人只有一重生活。
And the people of the world only knows to live openly about.
神的儿女有两重的生活.
And but the children of the Lord knows to live a life openly in twofold.
我们有外面公开的生活.
And we have the open living.
可实际上就是一样.
And it's just like the people of the world.
我们却有从隐秘的生活.
But then we also have the secret living.
全世界的人不懂.
And the whole world will not know.
只有我们懂.
And only the believers.
我们在属灵的生活里面，秘密生活里面。
And when we are living in a spiritual life, this secretive living.
我们也吃。
We also eat.
我们也喝。
We also drink.
我们也有交通。
And but we also have fellowship.
我们吃什么？
And what are we eating?
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章。
And in John chapter 6.
他说：“你们要吃果。”
And he said, "You shall eat me."
你要吃我的肉，和我血的人就住在我的里面。
And eat my flesh, drink my blood, and you shall abide in me.
吃我的人。
And he who eats.
我就住在他的里面。
And I will abide in him.
他就住在我的里面。
And he will abide in me.
约翰福音第六章太重要章圣经了。
And John chapter 6 is so important.
我就是天上降下来的粮。
The Lord has declared that I am the food that is sent from the heaven.
为世人的生命预备的。
It is prepared for the life of the world.
我们外面有天天要吃的粮。
And there are foods that we must eat on the outside.
属灵生命。
But on our spiritual life.
我们有更加重要的粮。
And there is a more important.
这一个粮是我们的救主耶稣基督。
Because this food is our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是我们生命的粮。
And he is the food for our life.
外面只要天天要吃那个物质的粮。
And on the outside we must eat the external food.
我们神的儿女要天天要吃这个属灵生命的粮食。
But then the children of God must learn to eat of the spiritual food.
我们怎么吃生命的粮食?
And how do we eat of it?
是生命的粮啊，也是两个情形。
And there's also two manifestations.
一个吃主的人。
And the one who eats the Lord.
第一件是一个饱足。
And the first thing is that he will find satisfaction.
那是属灵生命的饱足。
And that is the satisfaction in the spiritual life.
这是天下最大的饱足。
And this is the most satisfying food.
做君王或总统的人不一定有饱足的。
And the president, the king of this world may not have satisfaction.
你看我们的总统有没有饱足啊?
And look at our president. Does he, is he satisfied?
他有饱足啊，不会说竞选那么拼命的。
And if he's already satisfied, he wouldn't try so hard to be reelected.
他都丢掉了总统的话，他活不了了。And
if he lost the election, then he may not live on anymore.
美国做一任总统很丢脸的，你晓得吧？
And the United States, only to be president for one term is quite.
好了，你四年够了 ，no more， 我们不再要你了，好吧？
We only want you for 4 years, no more.
那这是美国一个民主国家的地方，我们人民有一个权呐。我够了，我下次我不投选票给你，请你下来。
And that's so good about Americans. And 4 years later, we would decide.
我们总统的父亲就是一任总统的。
And Bush father, President Bush.
他自己再做一任总统啊，打破记录了，两个人都两任总一任总统啊，是他拼命啊。
And so he wants to wipe away that shame, so he will try harder.
神的儿女不一样啊。
Then the children of God.
我们主是我们的满足啊。And
we know that the Lord is our satisfaction.
不要这些外面的东西啊。And
we do not want the things on the outside.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
但在神的儿女不吃主嘛，有一样的虚空，你晓得吧？
But then if the children of the Lord do not know how to eat of the Lord, then we shall.
那你太可怜了，世界的满足没有的，主的满足再没有，太可怜了，对不对？
Indeed, it is pitiful because we do not have the satisfaction from the world, nor do we have it.
要懂得来吃主啊！
So therefore, we must learn.
我就是天上降下来生命的粮。
And our Lord is the food sent down from heaven.
吃我的人永远不死。
And this food of life is the one who eats of it will never.
我们能够来吃主，主给我们的大恩惠啊。
And we can eat of the Lord, so it is His grace.
怎么来吃法？
And how do we eat of it?
吃主太容易了。
It is very easy.
外面吃个饭嘛，还在准备的啊。
And if you want to eat material food,
主时刻都准备好的啊。
Then our Lord has prepared the spiritual food.
我们能吃主。
We can eat of it.
为了初信的弟兄姊妹呢？
And for the new believers,
借着祷告来吃主。
And through your prayers, you can eat of the Lord.
借着读经来吃主。
And through your reading of His words, you eat of the Lord.
这一位主不是外面给我们行赏的。
And the Lord Lord is not for you to just behold and enjoy on the outside.
这位主哥不是我们的头脑里研究的。
And it is not a Lord that you should just think through.
主是我们的粮食。
But then he is our food.
主都来吃我。
And the Lord say, eat me.
这个大的护照啊。
And it's a great calling.
主耶稣护照所有神的儿女来吃他。
For he is calling all the children to come.
我们能因主而得到满足了。
That we can be satisfied because of
我们因着主而得着力量了。
And that by him we will have strength.
对，我们时刻可以到主面前来了。
And we know that this food is always prepared for us.
所以一天我们有好多次来到主面前了。
And we know that we must come before the Lord many times a day.
呼叫主的名字，我们都吃到主啊。 And
when only if we call upon the name of the Lord, we know we also eat of him.
我们里头满足了。
And then we will be satisfied.
这一个满足跟世上所有的满足不一样的。
This satisfaction is different from all other worldly
satisfaction. 弟兄特别懂得吃主而满足，他在地上一无所求。
And if a person knows how to eat of the Lord and be satisfied, then he has nothing that he wants in the world.
约翰第六章说，主说他是我们的粮食。
And John chapter 6, the Lord says that he is our food.
到了第七章，主马上就说。
And in chapter 7, he continued to say,
圣灵是生命的活水。
And the Holy Spirit is the living water of life.
我们必须要喝生命的活水。
And we must drink of this living water of life.
我们来喝圣灵。
And let us learn to drink of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是江河一样可喝的。
And the Holy Spirit is like a river that we can drink from.
2000年当中，多少的神的儿女从圣灵喝圣灵啊！
So many children of the Lord learn to drink water. Yes, the Lord calls us to be satisfied. When we drink of the Holy Spirit, we shall rejoice.
不能做一个没有喜乐的基督徒啊。
And we shall never be a Christian that do not know of this joy.
有个弟兄他讲到，我在下面听。
And there was a brother who preached, and I was listening.
他讲的很有意思啊。And
he said it quite interestingly.
他说基督徒的脸不应该像黄瓜，应该叫像西瓜啊。They
said the face of the Christian should not be like a yellow melon, but a watermelon.
我开头我听不懂，那么我们这里像西瓜不像黄瓜的什么话来着？And
I do not understand what was that mean.
黄瓜长长的。
And because the yellow melons are long and lean.
西瓜圆圆的。
Watermelon is round.
What
cucumber? Cucumber is long and narrow.
Yeah.
But watermelon is round and
narrow.
I thought that it was not a words of pretense.
我的脸生来就是长的。
I have a long face.
这不表示我里头没有喜乐，你怎么用长的圆的来分呢？
That doesn't represent that I have no joy with it.
生来是个圆脸的人，不表示里头有喜乐。
And so a person with a long face doesn't.
所以我讲的话最重要的，我们里头的圣灵啊。
So the point is not about physical appearance.
圣灵来喝生命活水啊。
And to drink of the Holy Spirit, this living water.
喜乐满溢啊。
And then your joy may overflow.
有一次啊，我们的夏令会啊。
And one time in our summer conference.
有一个从犹他州来的一个弟兄，我在犹他州认识他的。
And there was a brother who came from Utah.
他对我非常好的。
And I knew him at the time.
到洛杉矶来参加夏令会来了。
He was nice to me, and then he joined our conference.
那天晚上我们被圣灵充满，把他吓坏了。
And on that evening, and we were filled by the Holy Spirit, he was scared.
他把我拉出去了。
And then he just pulled me outside.
我坐那里很重要的人，你把我拉到外面去干什么呀？
And I was a very important person in the meeting. Why
拉到外面去了，在什么地方？
And then when he took me out, he said,
这一把基督徒是不是你受得了啊？
And Brother Z, look at these Christians.
我说为什么受不了？
I said, why not?
我看他们中间神就有点问题啊。
And I look at them, they are a little crazy.
我说你自己神就太有问题了，我们这些弟兄姊妹神就没问题。
I said, you crazy, our people are not crazy.
那么样的笑，那么样的哭人，还没有问题。
And they laugh like that, they cry like that.
来来来来来，我说你不要拉我在外面好不好？
And I said, just don't keep me out there.
重要的时候，我在里面很重要，把我拉出来都讲这种话。
And I'm serving the Lord in.
来来来，你进去，你进去。 进去你就马上就要明白了，你来为什么喜乐的，为什么会难过的？
When you come in, then you will understand why people are so happy.
你到犹他州来没这个样子啊？
And And when you came to Utah, you were not.
我到犹他是碰到你们这些不死不活的基督徒的。
And when we came to Utah, you.
哎，来，这里不是犹他，这里是洛杉矶哈。
But this is not Utah. This is Los Angeles.
慢慢圣灵的力量临到他了。
And then gradually the power of the Holy Spirit came on him too.
从里面明白了。
And then he understood from within.
好了好了好了，把这个带回到犹他去了。
Now he could take it with him to Utah.
那在美国啊，难得一个有重要大学的地方我没去过
了。
有这种去了就把圣灵的力量给他们
了。
啊，他们都不懂得圣灵的名字，有些地方可怜到地步了。圣灵是活的神啊！下圣灵在说他的大权能临到了呢。
Suddenly he will come with a great power.
让他们喜乐的叫起来，快到。
And then doesn't matter when and where, they will also be filled with joy.
有一次我讲完道哈。
And one time after finished preaching,
下面一个传道人说：“师兄，你要快走。”
And then the brother said, "You must leave quickly."
我说：“我干什么快走啊？”
And why?
在我们这里规矩，你不到外面去，别人不能动。
哦，
那我叫快走，我快走快走快走，走到下面，到讲，哎，你还要入境问俗哈，懂得我们这里规矩哈。
And then I said, "Oh, I will leave." And he said, "No, not only."
你进来到，你讲到，我们在楼上聚会。你下楼就站在这里，每个人下来，你都要跟他握握手啊。就叫做 God bless you。God bless you。不是我没学过这个本事啊。
哎，
入经文熟，入经文熟了哈。
But I'll follow your custom。
你得把我的脸累坏了的啊！这每个人下来握握手，跟他在笑，这个，哎，这个太难受了。我这人不大会笑。笑完了，几百个人哇啦哇说到上面去吃饭，我的弟兄，我的脸不能动了都。好了，他们那里呢，从来不叫来不笑来，通通按照那个死死的基督徒。那天圣灵大大降临。
But then, even though they have that kind of custom, on that day the Holy Spirit came upon them.
我先走了。
And then now I am leaving.
他们的长老牧师请我一个桌子吃饭，一个弟兄来讲话了。他实际上请你去一下好不好？我做什么？好多弟兄姊妹在哭啊。我们没不晓不懂不没办法。我你没办法，我也没办法。这是圣灵做的，不是我做的，我也没叫他们哭。来来来，去，我在这里吃饭。过他们又来了，
赵
师兄，你去一下好不好？大家哭不停哎。我的弟兄哭不停，就让他哭。我去了，我没有事情要做。我怎么说呢？不要哭。
我
你们要哭，我去根本他摆没有去，我吃饭。圣灵领导人的时候啊，结果经历是一样的，你知道吧？哦，圣灵是我们的喜乐。圣经说那个说不出来，满有荣耀的大喜乐。
And the Bible tells us that this is the great joy of glory unspeakable.
那你问我这个喜乐什么味道啊？
And then you say, what is it like?
我的保罗形容的最好了。
And I say, Paul describes it.
说这个喜乐叫 unspeakable, 说不出来。
it's unspeakable joy.
你来尝尝看。
And just come to enjoy it.
你尝到了你就知道了。
And if you have taste of it,
你要让我说我圣灵喜乐怎么样个喜乐法吗？我给保罗讲就叫 unspeakable， 这说不出来。
And it is unspeakable joy，
满了荣耀的大喜乐。
And a joy full of glory，
从我们里面涌流出来的喜乐呀。
And it is joy that overflows from within。
我们要吃啊。
And yes, we must learn。
我们要喝。
And to drink of it。
我们要有交通啊。
And we must have fellowship。
这样我们才是秘密生活。
And then we have a secret living.
住在至高者的隐秘处。
And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
必定住在全能者的荫下。
And will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
不需要去求第二句。
And you do not need to ask for.
我很自然住在全能者的荫下。
And naturally, if you have the cause dwelling in this.
我住在他的领毛的地下。
And then you will dwell in his
领毛这里是靠近胸膛最近的地方的。
And if you dwell in his bosom,
啊，我们靠近主最近的地方。
And then you are the closest.
他的城市大小盾牌。
And then his city is the big and small shield.
摩西就三个地方发展出去。
And Moses will develop in three different.
那住在至高者隐秘处的人。
And he who dwells in a secret place.
外面环境的威胁都不能害怕。
And cannot be touched by any external danger.
我们一生有多少危险啊？
And how many dangers we will experience?
危险最最可怕的也是啊。
And the most dangerous thing.
危险临到之前我们不知道。
Is that before the danger appears, we won't notice.
这就可怕了，对不对？
Very,
你知道你下一步是遇见什么吗？
And do you know what you will encounter?
你知道你出了门遇见什么吗？
Do you know what will happen when you go
home? 你知道你回家遇见什么吗？
And do you know what you will see when you go home?
你不知道。
You don't know.
不知道就最可怕，你知道吧？
And this not knowing is the most horrible.
我们也不需要去准备知道，也没用。
And even you know, you cannot prepare for it.
主让你知道你下午会撞车，你有没有办法？
And if the Lord caused you to know that you will have an accident.
那么这个车怎么撞上来，我也不知道。
Because you don't know how the cars will hit you.
有时我看见那个爆炸。一个人从这个 bridge 下面开过去，那个车上 bridge 要掉下来啊！
And one time I read the newspaper, someone is just
他倒没完全死，把下面一个车子人整个炸死了。
And the bridges fall down.
我想这个车祸嘛，开车人绝对没想到，车祸从上面来的，他可没想到啊。
And then the one who is driving a car would never think of this kind of accident.
我们要发生什么事，我们不知道。
And we don't. No one knows what will.
这里提到网罗。
And then talk about the snare.
啊，提到陷阱。
And talk about the trappings.
陷阱网络都是看不见，对不对？
And these are the things that you cannot see.
一脚踏上去，掉下去了。
But then when you step on it, then you fall down.
掉下去已经来不及了。
And when you are on the way down, it is too.
踏上那个飞的剑。
And then this flying sword.
我们像这鸟一样在空中飞啊哈。
And we are like the bird that is flying about.
飞的逍遥自在。很高兴
Very happy.
好，一个猎人在暗中把箭瞄准他的鸟，不知道啊。这里摩西说听见箭的响声。
And then Moses said he hears the flying of the arrows.
听见箭的响声还来得及，来不及。
And when you hear the sound coming, is that
听见箭的响声啊，箭已经到你身体了，你知道吧？
Arrow,
所以我们对于环境的威胁，我们完全不能控制。
把
摩西说，这个一件事住在至高者的秘密处。所有从外面来的，我们都不惧怕。
And then we will not be fearful of the external things.
我们没办法时时刻刻祷告，靠求主来保守我们，对不对？
And we cannot pray at every minute to ask the Lord for protection.
我一生当中碰到好多是外面来的危险的哈。
And in my days there are many dangers that I experience.
你根本没法知道。
And I could never foretell
it. 有时我自己开车往前面走。
And one time I was driving forward.
我旁边是个 island.
And there was an island.
Island 旁边也是一个方向往那边走。
And then it was a narrow way.
前面一个横的路，我要 cross 那个路。
And then there was a cross street across.
啊，那边给我挨着那边这个车啊，他不可能往我这右转的。
And the car on the opposite lane should not turn into me.
右转，他一转面，他看见红灯了。
But then when he was turning next to me, and then suddenly saw.
我们一个方向都是绿灯啊。
And in my direction, it was green light.
好，所以我根本不防备，我就开过去了嘛，那边也是绿灯嘛。
So I was not prepared, and it just.
我不晓得那个年轻人呢，一下右转，加速度怎么撞上来，是吧？
And then with the, he even speed up to come.
我一看见他发疯了，往着我的车撞上来，我根本没法躲了，是吧？
When I saw it, it was too late.
他怎么撞上来呀？
And how did he?
他从 driver 的位置上撞进来的呀。
And he came and hit me on the driver.
把我一直撞到那边去了呢。
The whole car was just.
那个灰儿，那个是踢座的都弯下来了，多厉害啊
！And then even the steering wheels went bent.
整个车都不能动，撞坏了。
And the whole car was total.
我总下来了。
And then I came down.
我先看看我自己。
And I looked at myself.
不可能有伤的。
It's not possible that I.
我比铁硬吗？
And am I harder than the metal?
车整个坏了。
And the whole car was.
没有一点的伤。
And I have no injury.
我看看那个年轻人下来了。
And the young man came down.
他有两三个朋友跑过来了。
哦、oh,
原来他们地主看见他们吸毒啊。难怪他头昏的根本看不见红灯啊。警察就要来了。那个两个年轻吸毒的人快逃走了他。我说你放心我是基督徒哈。警察来了我只讲撞车的事我不讲别的事情哈。
When the police come, I will only
talk about the
accident, and I won't.
警察来了，大骂他。
The policeman came and.
你要杀人是不是？
And then just scolded them and say, "You want to kill someone?"
你要冲着红灯这样转弯穿过来。
And you ran a red light.
警察说：“先生，你要上我的车。”
And then the police said, "Come with in my car."
我说：“我上你的车干什么？”
I said, "What for?"
我送你去医院。
And I want to take you to the hospital.
我说。警察先生，我说我信耶稣了，我整个人没有问题，一点伤都没有。我们警察的话，在这样的 accident 里面，你的位置叫做死亡位置。他从你的位置上面撞进来的、啊。你的位置都撞弯了，你说你没有问题吗？
And the police said that, look at your car, you must have some problem now.
我说没问题。
And I said, no, look at me.
我不行。
And the police said, I don't.
我有责任。
And I,
你回家去发生问题了啊，我这个上面办，我这个记下来，你是我这个时候你撞车的，不行不行，我带你去医院的。
It is my duty to take you to go through examination.
这个麻烦比这个撞车还麻烦，是不是？
And then,
啊，把我送到医院去了，嘿。
So I went to the hospital.
我躺在那里，我说我告诉你，我没问题。
And I was.Lying there, and I say I have no problem.
警察说，从检查完了，那医生告诉你没问题，你不要讲自己没问题。
Said, let the doctor to tell you, you don't have.
我说打个电话回家，我说我现在被放在医院里面。
And I call home, I said I'm now in the. 叫
哦，什么事情啊？我说没事啊，没事啊。
And they say, oh, what happened?
警察给我找麻烦，把我放在医院里啊。
Nothing happened.
他们说很快，今天到了晚上放你出去了。
And they left me there for observation.
到了晚上了，他告诉我没问题。我说我早就告诉你没问题
了。
弟兄姊妹们，这就是说，没有人想和你没有问题的，你晓得吧？连撞车的时候都那么平安呢。从车里都爬出来的。我第一件事发现我什么问题都没有啊。那有的时候里头有问题，也不是我能感觉得到的，对不对？如果你们相信没有问题了、哎、呀
And I believe that there is no problem.
主我们住在至高者隐秘处啊。
And we learn to dwell in the secret place of the Lord.
什么外面的海南外世界都不能害我。
And nothing on the outside can attack me.
好下面他就做第二段了。
And then he speaks of
所有里面的问题都不能伤害我。
And even there's the trouble inside cannot hurt me.
那个密忍的预病。
And the plague that attacks us.
这个五戒型的毒病。
And the pestilence.
千人扑倒在我右面。
And thousands fall on the.
万人扑倒在我左面。
Ten thousands fell on my left.
这灾祸也不临近你的帐篷。
And even this disaster will not come near our tent.
这个预病了、毒病了和那个外面那个陷阱网络不一样，那都里面的啊。
And all these things is speaking of the inner dangers.
人类最大的病是我们里面的罪。
And the greatest sickness of man is their sins within.
我们的生命是个犯罪生命。
And our life only knows to sin.
没有办法。
It cannot help it.
任何事情没有办法。
And when they can have no.
住在至高者隐秘处的人。
And but only those who dwell in the secret place.
所有里面的问题不能伤害他。
And the inner.Danger cannot harm them.
有一次我常常去个监狱在台湾
One time I visited the prisons often,
发现一个年轻人
I discovered that there was a young man,
很年轻啊
very young,
他在台北杀了个人
and he killed someone in Taipei,
那他这个人很有问题的人
and he had a lot of trouble,
他自己属于一个 gang,
and he belonged to a gang,
打人打架能够家常便饭
and he often got into fights with people,
监狱把他转了好两个监狱啊
And even in the prison, that they had to be transferred him several times.
监狱对他没有办法,
and because the prison cannot hold that kind of
他有时候他抽烟,
and he had the habit of smoking.
那么监狱的时候有弟兄在里头做事,
and there was the brother who was
我们根本不知道他烟哪里来的,
and they testified that we do not know how
他在我们的监狱不可能拿到烟的,
and it's not possible for them to get cigarettes.
就会抽烟,
but then he always
我们把都用手啊, 靠在大腿底下靠起来,
and we would even shackle him,
有时我就发,
and under his
我就发现了, 这个情况之下, 他还在抽烟呢,
but one time I discovered that he still have a cigarette in his mouth.
没有办法,
and I don't know what to do with him.
我们已经给他传福音,
and then we preach the gospel.
那么热烈的接受耶稣基督了哈,
and then for some reason he received Jesus happily.
带他祷告,
we let him into prayer.
他得救了,
and he was saved.
那么清楚得救了,
and he was clearly saved.
头一夜表现,
and the first manifestation of that is that he would quit.
不是没有烟抽, 给他烟, 他也不要抽了,
it's not that he had no cigarette, it's because he doesn't want to smoke.
生命大改变了,
and his life was drastic.
他在街道里头带了好多人的信主,
and he even let many other prisoners to come before.
特别和他一起被抓起来那个gang里头那些不良分子,
especially his own gang members.
好多人得救,
and many people were saved.
那次我去一生当中很可惜的一件事, 在监狱里跟他们去受浸,
and the one memorable thing I did there was that I baptized.
他们一样叫我这个进一个地方拿他去受进去的呢,
and they found a pool of water that they baptized many prisoners.
受进对我们谈话,
and before that we have we talked.
我很笨, 在台湾住了几年, 不懂台湾话,
and I do not know how to speak Taiwanese.
这些年轻人都是台湾,
and all of them were Taiwanese.
所以每一个来谈话, 他是那个弟兄做翻译,
and then the brother who was saved and became my interpreter.
哦, 每一个人来讲的见证啊,
and everyone gave a testimony.
我是个不良少年,
and I was a juvenile.
大人,
I
动刀,
I used
啊, 什么罪都犯了,
and I committed many crimes.
家里的人对我失望了,
and even my household was,
监狱也对我失望,
and the system rejected me.
但是我自己对自己最失望了,
but then I disappointed in myself the most.
我信主了,
after I became a
believer,
my life was entirely changed.
有的人都是流口说泪加他的改变了,
and some people were shedding tears.
我的一生没有救的了,
and they said that we have no means of being.
我开始是为痛苦相信耶稣了,
and when we first hear Jesus, then we believe.
没有想到耶稣救那么大呀,
but we did not expect such a drastic change.
我从里面变了,
and now I'm changed from within.
弟兄姊妹们, 住在至高者隐秘处的,
brothers and sisters, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most
High, 里面的难处也不能害我们,
and even the dangers within their hearts cannot.
就叫做, 超然却是也不能害我们,
and even the supernatural strength cannot.
圣经把会蛇啊, 少壮狮子, 狮子会蛇, 都是鬼魔的一个表号,
and the Bible speaks of the serpents and the lions as the type of the enemy.
人很可怜,
and we know that the people are
在美国被鬼附的人多得不得了,
and there are so many demon possessed people in the state.
我在白种人教会里面就赶过好两次鬼了,
and I have cast out demons a few times in the white man's church.
哦,鬼附的还可怜了,
and those who are possessed,
不要想被鬼附,
so
多到时候超然全是攻击我们,
but the demonic power sometimes attack us.
有的病是个病,
some sicknesses are,
有的病看一看就知道不是个平常的病啊,
and others, you know the source of it is not natural.
这是超然权势啊,
and it is the supernatural attack.
不对付那个超然权势病怎么好,
and if you do not deal with the supernatural attack, then it would not be healed.
他说我们住在至高者隐秘处的人,
and then Moses said that he who dwells in the,
我们的脚, 他说会蛇,
and our feet would tread upon the serpent.
解他那个少壮的狮子,
and then to put the knees on the young lion.
胜过一切超然的权势,
and then we'll overcome all the supernatural.
没有东西能害我们,
and nothing can touch us.
但因为他专心爱我,
and because he who is faithfully loving,
我就把他安置在高处,
then I will place him on the high place.
因为他认识我的名,
because he has known my name.
我把我的救恩显明给他,
my salvation.
而整篇诗就在头一句话发展了,
and the whole psalm is developed.
住在至高者隐秘处的人,
he who dwells in the secret place,
必住在全能者的荫下。
And will abide in the shadow.
然后说，外面所有的事不能害我。
And then all the external things cannot harm.
里面一切的问题不能搅扰我。
All the inner trouble cannot.
我们胜过一切超然的缺失。
And we even overcome all the supernatural.
神把我们安置在高处。
For the Lord has placed us on high.
把他的救恩显明给我们。
Revealed to us his salvation.
我们大家一同来背第一节。
And let us memorize.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我们唱三百五十三首。